Welcome, my friends, to Shaking the Salt with Dr. Peppers. At the end of the message, stay tuned if you want to contact me for any reason, including prayers. Thank you, and I'm Dr. Peppers, Shaking the Salt. Here we go. As Dorothy clicked her red shoes together, her magic sparkling slippers, she said, "There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home." Well, I didn't get to play Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz when we did this as a college production. Instead, I was the Wicked Witch of the West, and I loved that role as well. But There's No Place Like Home takes on different connotations depending on when and where you are. For instance, there's the Elton John song where he uses that too. So goodbye, yellow brick road. And the same parallel, of course, we know in Scripture is with the prodigal son. I guess I like that story the best because I was the prodigal daughter. The prodigal son said, "Give me all of my inheritance," and he went and spent it on wine, women, and song, and he found himself totally broke, totally starving to death, practically. And for a young Jewish boy to be eating the pig slop, that was unheard of. So he said, "If I could just go back to my father's house and tell him how sorry I am, I would never ask for another penny. I just want to be one of the hired servants, that's all, and I'll earn my way. And that's what I will do." I kind of did the same thing when I ran away and took all of my spending money and wanted to go to California and be a hippie. Well, that didn't work out very well, did it? And as a matter of fact, I came crawling home too and said, "Can I still go to college?" And my parents, who were hardworking, they were earning the money for spending for me to go to college. Now that that's been 40 to 50 years ago, and I've had several times that I have returned home, in quotes, of course, because I grew up in the little town of Clarksville, Missouri, but spent most of my working years as a teacher at Lindbergh High School in St. Louis, Missouri. But in the last almost eight years, my husband and I have lived our perfect dream golden years in Florida. We bought a smaller house on a big lake that connects to five other lakes to the St. John's River into the Atlantic, and we are loving life. Well, we have a brother-in-law, Maurice Williamson, who was loving his life in Washington State as a forester. And this past week, as we had his funeral there, his life was over. And the good news is that a couple of years before he passed away, he had told my sister and his sister that he had accepted Christ as his Savior. So we know that his homegoing was also something to be enjoyed. I don't know how many years he had or how many crowns he earned, but I do know that when you look at Scripture about what awaits us, this is going to be our eternal home. We only get 70, 80, 90, 100 years here on the face of this earth, but for all of eternity. Most of you know, even if you aren't churchgoers, the last verse of Amazing Grace, it says, "When we've been there 10,000 years. And it goes on to say, "We've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun." There won't be 10,000 years. There won't be a million years. It will be forever and forever and forever. Can you even imagine that? I know that I can't, but I do know one thing for sure, that when you say there's no place like home, we can't even imagine how great that home will be. I do know that in Scripture, what it says is John 14:2, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go," these are Jesus' own words, "I go to prepare a place for you." I go to prepare a place for you. These are for those who have accepted him as their Savior, who have known him as Lord. And that's what Jesus has done. He's already got our home awaiting us. We keep teasing my mama Bootsy, who's going to be 99 in 2 weeks, that her home is going to be purple and it's going to be all fluffy and everything in it is going to be just like she loved. Well, we don't know what colors and anything will even be there. But we do know that if God has prepared something for us, he says it's something that the eye has not seen and the ear has not heard for those who love him. That was in 1 Corinthians 2:9. So when I say there's no place like home, it's already been prepared. And if Christ is your Lord and Savior, you already have the key. You don't need a passport. You don't need an entry. You don't need any kind of citizenship requirements, except that you will be a citizen of heaven. For this scripture tells us that we await our Savior, our Lord and Jesus Christ, to either come get us before we go home, when we die, in other words, or he may come back while we're still here. There is only one other thing to be fulfilled before I head home, and that is either for me to die or for me to seek Hebrews 13:14, which says, "We do not have a lasting city here, but we are seeking the city which is to come." That means this world is not my home. We're just pilgrims passing through, my friend, and we should be clicking our heels together and shouting for joy. There's no place like my heavenly home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. Thank you, Jesus, that you have prepared this for us. And I pray right now for the one who doesn't know if that will be their home, that they could know that. They could right now trust in Christ as their Savior. And they could say indeed, "I want to be forgiven of my sins. I believe that God so loved his only begotten Son and now so loved us that he sent him to live and to die for us." And when we trust in him as our Savior, we have that blessed assurance, "Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I'm an heir of salvation, purchased of God." If you have been in that realm, purchased of God, you have that home awaiting. Whether yours is going to be purple and fluffy, or whether yours is going to be full of nature and the outdoors and fir trees, like Maurice probably would want for his eternal home, there's one thing we know. When we share in it, it will be exactly what God chose, because he knows what we need for now and for eternity. Please trust him as your Savior and have that place in eternity. I'm Dr. Pepper, shaking the salt. Thanks for staying on, my friend. If you would like to contact me, visit saltandlightministry.com. If you want to share your story with me, ask a question, have me come speak to your group, or maybe just request prayer. Once again, saltandlightministry.com. Thanks and God bless.